And welcome in to Bringing the Thunder. My name is Mitch Nellis, a.k.a. Thunder, and this is my podcast where I inform, entertain, and just generally titillate. Maybe not so much titillate, but I have a lot of fun having interviews, talking to people in the community and in the sports world. Whatever's on my mind, hopefully is on your mind as well. You can catch up with my recent interview, talk to the author of Loserville, an in-depth look at the history of Atlanta in the 60s and 70s and how it was built around sports. So obviously a lot of Milwaukee talk there as we talked the history of the Atlanta Braves and the Milwaukee Braves. But I figured if we're doing the podcast, if we're bringing the Thunder, many of you know that I host it used to be a daily Facebook Live. Now it's every Monday and Friday around 8 a.m. on Facebook. The page is Thunder MKE. And I figured if I'm doing them Monday and Friday, I might as well throw it up on my podcast as well, so people had more ways to find this audio. And so I'm doing it for the first time. This is going to be a Little Thunder on Facebook Live from February 21st. That's Monday. That's President's Day. We talked about Juwan Howard. We talked about the NBA All-Star Game. And we talked about President's Day and how I don't really get President's Day. I know it's around Washington's birthday, and it's kind of around Lincoln's birthday, and it's commemorating all the past presidents, so Washington through Trump and everybody in between. Is it a national holiday? Is it a state holiday? Our kids were off school. Some kids are in school. I don't really get what President's Day, what we're looking for here, but here it is anyway. The podcast, Bringing the Thunder, brought to you in part by our friends at Best Electric. Connect with the best Bruce and Nate, awesome father-son team. No job too big, too small, commercial, residential, whatever you're looking for. Connect with the best at Best Electric. Also by Visit Milwaukee. Visit Milwaukee continuously bringing great events and great opportunities to our city and to our region and really looking out for us. So I want to give a shout out to my friends at Visit Milwaukee as well. And here we go. It's Bringing the Thunder. Good morning and welcome in. My name is Mitch Nellis, a.k.a. Thunder, and this is a Little Thunder right here on Facebook Live. Or wherever you hear your audio. Maybe I'm going to post this one as a podcast. I haven't decided yet. I felt that last week, that when if I'm just doing these on Monday and Thursday, maybe I should throw them up as a podcast as well and start populating my podcast page and show people that I am creating content. That's an idea. I like that idea. So, wherever your podcasts are heard, I have to make sure my podcast link is working. I did record a podcast a couple weeks ago with an author of Loserville, talking about Atlanta and how Atlanta was built around sports teams in the 60s and 70s, and how that relates today. A lot of Braves talk, a lot of Milwaukee talk. Not so much Hawks talk, but a little Milwaukee Hawks talk too. But that was a lot of fun, so check that out. Actually, the link's probably on my Facebook page. I don't know if there's other ways to find that, so I will make sure I get that on my website, especially if I start posting these on my website. Mort, good morning to you. Thank you so much for being here. Remember, roll call, check in if you are here live. If you're listening, you can always tweet at me at ThunderMKE. You can always find me on Facebook, facebook.com/ThunderMKE, or you can just email me, ThunderMKE@gmail.com. Any ideas, any topics, any people you want me to interview, however you'd like to see me get involved, however you want to get involved, if you have a nonprofit you want me to highlight, however best I can be part of your routine, please let me know. Lots to get to on this Monday morning. I know we're a little late. It was a little bit slower of a Monday morning here in the Nellinger household because it is President's Day and our kids are off of school. And I wasn't going to start with President's Day, but I guess I mentioned it. So maybe we should. President's Day. Technically, I don't know if this is technical or not, or literally, President's Day started as an anniversary of Washington's birthday. I know Lincoln's birthday is around now, so they made it like kind of Washington and Lincoln's birthday a commemoration. But it's really a commemoration, according to Wikipedia, of, you know, all the former presidents. So that would be Washington through Trump, I believe that would be. So that would include Jefferson and Lincoln and Clinton and Obama and Bush and Reagan. I guess Jimmy Carter was president while I was alive as well, though I don't remember that. I wouldn't say I vaguely remember Reagan. I remember Reagan. What I remember about Reagan is when I was really young and they used to say the vice president's name was Bush. I used to think that was hilarious. I used to think that it was so funny that a guy's name was a bush, like outside. And you know, I think I always wondered, like, well, where's tree? If there's bush, shouldn't the president be tree? If the vice president is bush, doesn't that make sense? Anyway, that was my train of thought with that. It is President's Day. I know a lot. Most people are working. Most people are at school. Our kids have off of school today, so a little bit later of a start today. Tommy says, good morning to all who would have thought it would have been safer to walk in South Chicago than to do a handshake line with Juwan Howard. Let's talk about Juwan Howard. I did not watch the Badgers-Wolverines game yesterday, but I had a friend who was like texting about it throughout the game. It was tied at the half. My friend was very frustrated. Badgers got to start hitting their threes. They started hitting their threes. Johnny Davis went off. And the Badgers won comfortably. And I get an alert on ESPN. We were out on a hike at Estabrook Park. By the way, if you live in southeastern Wisconsin, please tell me you got outside yesterday. Please tell me you got outside yesterday. It was 50 degrees on Sunday. So whenever you're listening to this, we record this on Monday morning. Please tell me you got outside. And we're doing this live on Facebook to everybody here. So then my phone blows up and texts from friends and Twitter and everything about what happened at the end of the Badger Wolverines game. So here's what I know is that the Wolverines were still pressing with less than a minute left, down by 14, and Wisconsin called a timeout with like 15 seconds left, up by 14. I don't think Greg Gard liked that Michigan was pressing. I don't think Michigan liked that the Badgers called timeout. And as they got through the line, the handshake line, Gard and Howard definitely got in each other's faces. Now, Greg Gard is what, 5'11", 6 feet, 6'1", maybe? I don't think he's that much taller than me, is he? I've met him. I can't remember. Maybe 6'2". I don't know. Anyway, we know Juwan Howard, 6'10", whatever, 6'10", 6'11", former Fab Five, former NBA player for a long time, Wizards, Heat especially. And was he on the Bullets? I can't remember if he was on the Bullets before the Wizards. And it was just, they get into it. And they get into it. And they start yelling at each other. And Juwan's lowering his mask. He was wearing a mask. He starts lowering his mask. And everybody starts surrounding them. And there's coaches and there's players. And everybody's yelling. I mean, this is an intense confrontation. And then Juwan Howard throws a punch at Joe Krabbenhoft. By the way, Juwan Howard might be an NBA coach, might be a head coach at Michigan. It might be a big dude. Probably the last guy I'd throw a punch at on the Wisconsin staff in any sport would be Joe Krabbenhoft. Joe Krabbenhoft, when he played, was playing football on the basketball court. Really nice player, really hard-nosed, really strong. I feel like the last guy I'd throw a punch at is Joe Krabbenhoft. Feff wants to know if driving 3 hours across the state counts as getting outside. If you had your windows down, brother, if you had your windows down, it does. I played basketball yesterday morning. I got into arguments with people on the other team. I got an argument with a referee that I let go. I didn't throw punches at anybody. Like, there's a difference between having an argument, even a heated argument, and needing to throw your hands, right? You don't have to throw your hands. And I don't know what incensed Juwan Howard to the point. I know we talked about, oh, he put his hands on me. And I, shut up. You're a grown adult. Control yourself. You want to get in an argument with somebody? Get in an argument with somebody. You want to debate something with somebody? Debate something with somebody. Tell your points. Hear their points. Walk away. Be done with it. You need to throw hands? You need to punch? Like, what kind of clown-ass show are you running there, Michigan? That this is who you are. This is embarrassing for you. I don't know if in 2022 it's a fireable offense. Certainly 10 years ago it wasn't. Certainly 20 years ago it wasn't. Everything seems to be fireable. Everybody seems to get canceled in 2022. I don't think it's a fireable offense. I do think it's suspended for the rest of the year offense. And not just the regular season. They'll make the NIT. I mean, what, they're 14-11? They're not going to make the NCAA tournament. Juwan Howard does not coach again this year. And then Michigan decides, do you want him back or not? That would be, if I'm the Big Ten or if I'm the NCAA or whoever, that's the decision that is made. That's how it goes. Scotty says, good morning, greetings from sunny Chapel Hill, North Carolina. I'm guessing the weather there is warmer than here, but we had 53 yesterday, Scotty, so I'm not that jealous. I'm not that jealous of your weather down in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, though I'm guessing it's wonderful. Tommy chimes in, I can't stand Michigan. I have a Notre Dame shirt that says Ann Arbor is a you-know-what. And there are a lot of Badger fans, Tommy, that have that same shirt. Because Ann Arbor is. Because Ann Arbor is. And we all know Ann Arbor is. I hope Jawan Howard has the day he deserves. I hope Jawan Howard has the day he deserves. Because that was despicable. That was unnecessary. I have all the bad words for it, but Dustin chimes in, as a Buckeyes fan, I can't help but laugh and hope he gets fired. Love seeing that team up north looking like fools. They are. I mean, the Wolverines are fools right now. They are fools right now to the nth degree. They are a mess, no doubt about it. And so I'll chime in more on Jawan Howard if you want me to, but I wanted to go to the All-Star game because I'm an NBA knucklehead. I am. I'm a baseball knucklehead, NBA knucklehead. I like football. I watch pro football. I don't watch a lot of college football. I watch the Badgers, of course. But I watch college basketball, but not a ton. I'm an NBA knucklehead, and I'm okay with that. Tommy says it was wrong, but we need to practice kindness and forgiveness. I agree with all that. But part of that kindness and forgiveness needs to be Jawan Howard asking for forgiveness. And there are still repercussions, and there's still consequences for your actions. I don't wish ill on Jawan Howard. I don't think he should get fired. I do think he should get suspended for the rest of the year. I think there are ways, even in the heat of the moment, that you can show kindness that Jawan Howard did not do yesterday. And so it was wrong. And so we need to practice kindness and forgiveness, and I agree with that. And I think that'll play out. I think that'll play out. Kindness and forgiveness exists in a system of rules and a system of consequences. So I love that you bring that up, Tommy, because you're absolutely right. We do need to practice kindness and forgiveness. We can be angry and have a rivalry and not like Michigan or not like what Jawan Howard did. I'm sure on Twitter there are threats way worse. And that's where I think we come in and we say, no, like, it still happened in a basketball game. He doesn't need to go to jail. He doesn't need to get fired. He needs to get punished for his actions. He needs to face the consequences, but that's what he needs. He needs to face the consequences, right? There can still be forgiveness on both sides, and we can still get through it. NBA All-Star Game, so I loved it last night. Steph Curry, 16 threes. Some of those threes were right by half court. Some of the threes, like, he shot and then turned around and was like, you know, talking to the fans and having a good time because he knew it was already going in. Giannis, of course, always awesome in an All-Star game. 30 points again because he plays with motor. And a lot of guys don't play with motor. A lot of guys don't play defense. But I'm telling you, this new, because they play the Kobe ball in the fourth quarter where they have that score they have to get to, the fourth quarter is filled with defense. If you can get through, actually every quarter, at the end of every quarter, because it's money for different charities, the end of every quarter is filled with defense. The end of the third quarter was very defense filled, and the fourth quarter was great, and that's why Giannis came out, and then they had to put him back in because they realized, oh wait, you're actually playing hard. I really liked that it was Giannis and Steph and LeBron, and then the two guys on Cleveland where the game was. That was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed the All-Star game. Big Rumble, NBA knucklehead, really enjoyed it. It was fun to watch. The Elam ending from the basketball tournament. That's right. It is the Elam ending from the basketball tournament, which they use every year. It's like college basketball alumni get together for this big tournament, and every game is Elam ending. And sometimes you're up by 20 and you just have to, you know, and you have to score 24 before the other team scores 44 and you're going to win that game. But last night it was a 1-point game. And it got really close. And the final score was 163-161. That's a fun game. I think that's a fun game. I enjoyed it. I thought it was really fun. I thought it was enjoyable. Yeah, the beginning of the game was pretty terrible. It was layup lines. It was dunks because the players weren't properly warmed up yet. And so they were getting warm during the game, which wasn't great. And I think they did that at the beginning of the third quarter too. It was cool seeing all the legends at halftime, the 75th anniversary team. It was cool seeing Ray Allen out there. I wonder if Ray Allen and Paul Pierce and Kevin Garnett talked, because I heard they're not talking. So I wonder. It was cool seeing all the old timers. It was awesome seeing Shaq and Kareem. And they were the last two centers called out. But it was Michael's show. I mean, Magic was the second to last guard called. And the last player announced brought the house down. It doesn't matter what arena he goes into. He could even go into Detroit. He'd go into wherever he goes into. Michael Jordan gets the ovation. Kareem got a great ovation too, and a lot of the players got good ovations. But Michael Jordan, there was just something special, you know. And I do think Kareem might have been, I still think Kareem's in that conversation for GOAT. And I still think Bill Russell's in that conversation. I don't really think LeBron's in it, but I think Michael obviously is the GOAT. But man, the when people get to see him live, it is like, it is special. It is just special. Dustin says, I love the new concept the last few years. Best all-star game in sports. No doubt about it. No doubt about it. Tommy says, I just can't get into it now. Slam dunk contest is just old. There's nothing new to do. I agree there's nothing new to do, but then you see in the all-star game, John Morant doing things that they did not do in the all-star contest. And I just wish, like, you know what made the dunk contest? It wasn't necessarily that guys were doing new things. It was that the all-stars were doing them. It was that Michael and Dominique, year after year, were doing amazing dunks. And we need to get back to guys we've heard of in the slam dunk contest. They play in the three-point contest. If it was a bunch of nobodies in the three-point contest, we wouldn't care about that either. Obi Toppin went, and like, people in New York know who Obi Toppin is, but we don't know who Obi Toppin is. We've never seen him play basketball. I think that the slam dunk contest needs to get back to all-stars in the slam dunk contest. Tommy, we're going to disagree on this. I love baseball. Baseball is my favorite sport. I think the all-star game in baseball is terrible. I don't think it's close to real sports. I think the NBA is real basketball. And I think if you turned on the fourth quarter of last night, you would have seen real basketball and lots of it. Way more than is played in baseball. Baseball, I love for the pomp and the pageantry. The announcing a player from every single team. I still like that tradition. I know people are like, well, why do the Pirates get a player? Why do the Orioles get a player? Because they're terrible. I like that every team in Major League Baseball gets represented. They all get to line up. They all get to tip their cap. I like that. Once the game starts, there's not a lot in there in that game. I do like the in-game interview. Like Chris Bryant last year, I remember, was mic'd up, and they talked to him for a while. And they were talking to him, are you going to get traded? What team are you going to be on? By the way, what team is Chris Bryant on? Is he still on the Cubs right now? Have they not traded him yet? I really can't remember. No, they must have traded him, right? They must have traded Chris Bryant. I'm totally like, baseball's not on my mind right now, so I don't know. But the NHL has clearly decided they're going to like these mini 3-on-3 tournaments, and it's a fun weekend. Oh, he's on the Giants. That's right. He did play on the Giants. He was in the playoffs last year. Thank you, Tommy. I could, you know, total brain fart when it came to, because baseball, like, what's up with the strike? What's going on? We don't know. So I really enjoyed the NBA All-Star Game. I know the NBA has been down for so long that it's hard to get back if you left. If you left, I get it. But if you're still there, or if you could get back into it even for a little bit, if you turn on that fourth quarter last night, it was a lot of fun. So that's my report today. It's a lot colder on today, Monday, than it was yesterday, but it's still not so bad out. Happy President's Day. Do we say Happy President's Day? Do we say, may their memory be for a blessing? Do we say, let's honor those who served us? And let's remember that the office of the president is to serve the people and to lead our armed forces and to be the top ambassador for our country throughout the world. I totally agree. You do got to mic up Freddie Freeman. He is the best. Freddie's awesome. You always get great stuff from Freddie. And I think they almost always do mic up Freddie, because they know they're going to get just gold from him. Totally agree. So let's have a great day today. Again, recording this on Monday, but we're going to throw this up on the podcast. So if you're listening on Monday, have a great Monday and eat that frog. If you're listening to this another day, that's great. Have a great day. Do you get done what you need to get done. Feel good about yourself. Get that momentum rolling and get it rolling right now. Go momentum, frog eating, stuff getting done, all the above. And while you're doing it, let's all make kindness contagious, everybody. Thanks so much. I appreciate it. Thunder out.
There you have it. That is what a little thunder sounds like on Facebook Live every Monday and Friday, a little bit after 8 o'clock. I say 8 o'clock, but it's really like 8:05. Today might have been a little bit later than that because it was President's Day. Thank you so much for listening. Once again, the Bringing the Thunder podcast brought to us in part by our friends at Best Electric, at Visit Milwaukee. Shout out to my friends at Majesty Mortgage as well. I know mortgage rates are going up a little bit, but you can still lock in a great rate before they go up a lot higher. So find that at Majesty Mortgage as well. Can't wait to talk to you soon. Lots of audio, lots of programming coming up, and can't wait for you to be a part of it. And here we go. So thanks for being part of this experiment, everybody. Thunder out.